Welcome to a special edition of Full Logic Reverse. I'm your host, Mike Thornton, and today our guest among several is Keith McHenry of Food Not Bombs. Keith, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having us.
Well, I really appreciate the fact that you were able to be on the program again. Certainly we've enjoyed having you on the program in the past to talk about Food Not Bombs and everything you're doing to help feed poor people and also to help make a difference in the ruling corporate paradigm in our world today. Keith, there's something going on called the Unfree Trade Tour that I know you're involved with some friends and allies. Can you let the listeners know about that a little bit?
Yes, we have three friends from this organization called Baladre who have come to the United States, and they're going to be sharing information about the efforts to organize against the Maastricht Treaty and European Economic Union. And they're hoping to build allies in North America against free trade, in that, of course, the free trade issues of Europe are linked to the issues of NAFTA and GATT, which are affecting workers and people here in the United States. And we met them, actually, through their organizing efforts. They were attending a conference in Berlin against free trade, and discovered that we were being beaten by the police and arrested, and that I was facing three strikes for serving food in the United States. And they were very, very upset about that, because that is actually sort of like the canary in the coal mine. They realized that if that was happening here, that would be exported to Europe as well as these kind of super capitalist trans-corporate states started to develop in their part of the world. So they graciously translated the Food Not Bombs book into Spanish as an organizing tool to start resisting free trade agreements in Europe. And it was through that relationship that we ended up deciding that it would be the best idea to have an exchange where we would do tours in Europe and they would help host us on those tours. And then we would, in exchange, take them around the United States and Canada so that they could meet activists here. And so we're going to go for 57 days to about 35 cities and meet with activists, including people like Ward Churchill and PAM Africa, people that are working in the barrios in Los Angeles and Corpus Christi's in Austin, Texas. And to we'll be going initially up to Arcata, California, and then Seattle and Vancouver. And in Vancouver, they already have this huge no thanks giving protest that they're doing, that of which Baladre is a part of. And so our tour is actually fitting into a number of different already pre-existing projects. And in Minneapolis, for instance, we'll be speaking at the National No Police Brutality Day demonstration that will be happening there on October 22nd. And so in each city, we have it arranged where we'll be meeting with the Food Not Bombs groups, with labor organizers, with people that are feeding the hungry or working with the unemployed, and exchanging ideas about how we can resist. And Baladre is very similar to Food Not Bombs and to Homes Not Jails and the Free Radio Movement, in that it is it's autonomous groupings of associations that do direct action, and they don't have like a central authority or some kind of hierarchy, and that they organize from a point of view that trying to solve the human problems in the community is the most realistic way to really address the issue of the attacks coming down on free trade.
Keith, let me ask you this, because I think most of the people who will be listening to our program probably have a really good idea why, quote-unquote, free trade needs to be resisted. But for those people who may be tuning in for the first time, tell them from your perspective why free trade, as it's constituted in our world today, isn't quite the good thing that the corporate media and the politicians and the big capitalists would lead us to believe, or try to lead us to believe.
Well, one of the most dramatic crises that is being caused by the so-called free trade agreements is the fact that the power of the people to make their own decisions and to make their own destiny is completely abolished. And in fact, the all power is officially being transferred from government organizations to the transnational corporations. So that in the end, even if you were able to have a successful election to get your candidate into office in a local government, it may be meaningless because in the World Trade Organization and the large corporations that control it have final say over any decisions that are made by the people. They can veto our environmental laws, they can veto our labor laws, our consumer rights laws, and so on. So what we'll end up, and we can see in the United States right now the effects of free trade. One of those is the abolition of the welfare system that just recently occurred, the so-called welfare reform bill that Clinton signed. Also, the other important aspect, which we've been hearing a lot about from Baladre, is this kind of super police state that crosses national borders. And we can see that that's happening here with the anti-terrorism law and the anti-crime bill, where people's civil rights are being eroded. So there's all kinds of things going on that that were very, very significant as far as harming people's ability really to make their own choices on how they want to live. And that's, I think, what's so significant. The other thing is that we needed to get together with Baladre because they're in Europe, because it's impossible to resist this just only from one nation. It has to be a global resistance against what has become a globally coordinated effort to transfer power from the people to the corporations.
And certainly it seems to me that what you are doing in cooperation with Baladre and others, as you mentioned, Ward Churchill, Pam Africa, and others, really does seem to be, if not a first step, but certainly a major step in uniting these various groups that are resisting this corporate control of the world, organizing them into an international cooperative movement. I mean, it seems like a very, very positive thing that's happening here.
It absolutely is. It's so far, we've only been on the tour 3 days, and it's been so inspiring. We met grassroots community activists from the mission. We met labor organizers that are organizing. There's a big conference in San Francisco in the middle of November where labor groups from all over the world or all over the Western Hemisphere are coming together to coordinate efforts against free trade agreements here. And so just in the 3 days already, they've made all these contacts and have met all these people that are organizing. And as a result, it's helped bring unity amongst those groups locally, even in San Francisco. So this is going to be the case throughout the entire tour, where people that normally, even in the same town, don't work together will be brought together, and then they will also personally meet Manolo and Sarah and Salvo and be able to have a person to connect with when they want to reach people in Europe about the same issues. And I think this is going to be a fundamental change for grassroots community organizing in this effort to resist. The other exciting things that will be happening is that we're going to be going to the first international conference on corporate control in Toronto, and so we're going to be meeting people there who from all over the world who are coming to Toronto in November for a five-day conference on how to unite against free trade. So here's a perfect opportunity again to meet with activists from around the world. Hopefully we'll be meeting with Vandana Shiva and others who have been in the forefront of this organizing effort, and this is something that is sponsored by the Council on Canada and the International Forum on Globalization. So it's we'll also be working with 50 Years is Enough in each city. They've met with us here in San Francisco, and Baladre will be showing their video called 50 Years is Enough about the protests at the IMF and World Bank conference that happened in Madrid in 1994. It's a very brutal crackdown against protesters who were opposed to the free trade policies being promoted by those two world bodies.
We're talking with Keith McHenry of Food Not Bombs about the Unfree Trade Tour. We're going to speak also with some members of Baladre. Keith, let me ask you this first, just for clarification for myself and our audience. Baladre is basically based in the Basque lands and in Spain, correct?
In Spain, correct.
And we're going to speak with some members of Baladre. We're going to be doing this through a translator since they don't speak English and I don't speak Spanish. And we're going to let them talk a little bit about what they've been doing in Europe, and hopefully we'll make this work. Everybody's working diligently to try and pull it off. We'll be speaking through a translator. And Keith, are you still with us?
Yes, and what we'll do is we'll hand the phone over to Manolo, who will then tell us in Spanish about their work, and then he will give the phone over to our translator. So let me do that now, and thank you very much for having us on. If people want to get more information about the Unfree Trade Tour, they can call the Unfree Trade Tour phone number at Food Not Bombs at 1-800-884-1136. And here's Manolo.
Hello.
Hello, Manolo.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días.
Lo que es Baladre, además de una coordinación o una estructura de delegación y jerárquica, es un espacio de encuentro en la línea de lo que hoy hablan también los zapatistas y otras muchas organizaciones y gentes, la necesidad de confluir desde la diferencia en objetivos comunes de lucha, en este caso contra el paro, la pobreza y la exclusión social.
Baladre is a coalition of different groups that are organized in a non-hierarchical structure. It's a space where people can come together in autonomous ways in order to fight against unemployment, the social marginalization, and poverty. They work in the same sort of principle as the Zapatistas, in that different groups can organize together to work against specific things in a non-hierarchical and collaboratory way.
Can you ask Manolo if he can compare and contrast the situation in Europe with the situation here in the United States?
Cada vez las situaciones son más similares, aunque los niveles de destrucción, de sufrimiento y de pobreza parezcan muy diferentes, la exclusión en el primer mundo, la pobreza en lo que se llama el primer mundo, es muy destructora de las personas. Es diferente a la que se llama de la periferia o el tercer mundo, pero es muy importante. Las situaciones en Europa y lo que estamos viendo en Estados Unidos son muy parecidas en cuanto a niveles de lo que se puede llamar conflicto social y destrucción de la sociedad.
Every month the similarities are more between Europe and the United States in terms of the suffering and the destruction of the way things are set up. There is differences in between the third world, or what is called the third world, and what is called the first world. But the levels of poverty are, of course, very different. But it is still, in the first world, it is still quite extreme. And again, the similarities between Europe and the United States are every month getting more and more similar.
I was with Dr. Owens Wiwa, who is from Nigeria in San Francisco, about a year ago. And as he was walking through the streets downtown, he was quite taken aback by the level of poverty that he was seeing in a major U.S. city. Have the group from Baladre seen that as well? I mean, it seems to me that much of the United States' image that's projected to the rest of the world is that this is the land of milk and honey and everybody here is doing wonderfully well. But if you walk through the streets of any major U.S. city, you can see pockets of great poverty, especially in a country that has so much. And have Manolo and the others from Baladre seen this? Has this been their experience?
Sí, claro. Si en algo se es muy parecido en las sociedades desarrolladas, entre muy cuestionado eso de desarrolladas, o sea, ricas, opulentas, donde hay gran nivel de consumo, es la hipocresía. Son las muy diferentes caras. Estas sociedades, sobre todo, tienen dos caras muy opuestas. Unas minorías muy desconocidas, muy ricas, tremendamente ricas, como la humanidad no las ha conocido antes, y unas inmensas mayorías de pobres, de personas totalmente empobrecidas, excluidas, que claro, es alarmante cuando vienes al estado más rico del mundo, California, y te encuentras dentro de Estados Unidos con que todo lo que conocías por la lectura, por los libros, ves que no era, poco descriptivo, la realidad te supera, ¿no? Aquí es increíblemente fuerte la exclusión, es muy grande y es muy dura. Sí, es sorprendente.
Manolo says, of course, this has been obvious when he came. It's obvious that the society has two faces. Again, that the level of poverty here is astounding. And this is for the main reason is because there's a small, exclusive minority that has a huge amount of the wealth, which leaves a vast majority of people in extreme poverty. The contrast here is a lot more obvious because it's not. Because this is the richest state and in the richest country in the world, we're in California, and to see such abject poverty in the face of such abundance, it's quite strong, and it again goes back to the fact that there is a small minority that retains the control of all of the wealth, and this is at the cost of the vast majority of poverty.
Lo que también aquí se ve mucho es lo que también se ve aquí muchísimo es la gran violencia del aparato represivo, de las policías, de la misma sociedad. O sea, hay una actitud muy, muy violenta hacia la gente empobrecida, porque el concepto que hay hacia la gente muy pobre es que son personas sin éxito, que ellas son unas fracasadas individualmente. Se capta, se ve un poco el concepto general a nivel mundial de que los países son pobres porque son burros, porque no han sabido ser ricos, y las personas son pobres porque no han sabido competir, llegar al éxito. Y estos conceptos ayudan mucho a legitimar la violencia del poder. Estos días hemos visto mucha violencia en las calles de San Francisco.
The other thing that is astounding is the level of violence that occurs here against people that are poor. It comes from an attitude that people that have been marginalized have marginalized themselves, that they don't know how to compete, that for some reason it is their fault that they haven't been able to become rich. And this creates or brings out the violence in the system. And it's something that is just astounding because it's again, because we're in the richest country in the world and in one of the richest states.
Perhaps before we end this segment with Manolo from Baladre, you could ask Manolo, because I think it's very important to get the perception of someone who lives outside the United States, if you could ask Manolo what he and Baladre feel are the most important